I was working together one time in the mountains of Michigan. I was called to hold some revival meetings, and when I came to the place, found that the church was nailed shut with boards. Pentecostal people had backslidden so badly, they couldn't talk to one another anymore. They couldn't love one another anymore. And now I was supposed to hold meetings, and I hardly started meetings when a group of holiness preachers moved in. They didn't know I was there, and they evidently thought that they were going to set the place on fire, so they came. So we had to divide the platform between one another. We lived in the same house, and their preacher was a woman. And so she would preach one night, and I preached the other night. They liked me, except when I spoke in tongues. Then they were afraid. But God demanded from me to do the most menial job for those people, the dirtiest job. I lived in the same house. They had five children. They were real holiness people. The woman was the preacher, and the husband carried the books. He was a good, well-trained husband. His ears stuck out like bat wings, and boy, was he proud of his wife. And then the kids were just as lively, I won't say wild. And so I had plenty chance. And when we got through with the meeting, this woman said, "Well, I certainly discovered the Spirit of Christ." I was glad for that. Well, he should. They should.